to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And we're expressing our understanding of the importance of flowing water and the Spirit of God and the many attributes that come with that. So we were talking about immersion and how the flowing water of immersion in ancient days, always in flowing water, not in static water, was a way of being spiritually or ritually cleansed as opposed to literally cleansed, you know, like to be
right.
To clean your skin.
And we were talking about Yohanan, John the Baptizer, and he used the flowing waters of the Jordan. And, you know, we know from history, you know, with Naaman, the Syrian, he goes, you know, come on, there are cleaner rivers in Syria.
Right.
So it's not the cleanliness of the river, it's the symbolic flowing of the waters that washes away our sins when we first repent of them.
Amen.
It symbolizes.
Wait, it's only a symbol. Now, we believe in immersion, in baptism, absolutely positively, but we also believe that baptism doesn't get you salvation. It is your confession of faith in Messiah Yeshua that gets you salvation, and baptism is the affirmation of it in a spiritual sense based on these scriptures, and there's many more to come that tell us how important this is.
We also believe that baptism is a very serious sacrament, and in fact, I remember Richard Wurmbrand of blessed memory in the communist countries would not allow his congregation members to be baptized until they were 16 because that baptism symbolized the death of the old life and taking the steps of the new life in Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Very similarly, in the Jewish community, I think of just, you know, I say, oh, I follow Jesus. Eh, you know, they might put up with you. But when you say, I have been immersed in the name of Yeshua, of Jesus, for the remission of my sins,
hallelujah,
that is a line of demarcation.
Mm-hmm.
The old has passed away, and behold, all things are becoming new in him.
Yes, and again, the idea of waters of life, rivers of life, we're going to see a lot of that in scriptures we come up in the next several programs. And so what is the idea of immersion? Well, it's new life. It's the concept of spiritual new life, and it's a commitment to that spiritual new life. So we have this combination here. Yeshua goes into immersion voluntarily. No, I believe that his Father in heaven told him to do that. And then down comes this dove, representing the Spirit of God.
Or the Spirit
symbol,
of God in the form of a dove.
Yes, better.
Yeah.
All right. And now think for a minute. This is really neat. Let's go back to the days of Noah, going back again into the book of Genesis. And when God wanted to purify the earth of the rampant sin, there's still rampant sin on the earth today, friends. We know that. But in those days...
You're kidding, Jeff.
Shocker. But what did he use?
He used waters.
Water. Mayim.
Lots of water.
Lots of water. But he used the water to purify the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And to cleanse the earth of its unrighteousness, symbolically, and in this case, literally. I mean, it's, you know, let's face it, it's a hard concept, even for those of us of faith to think, wow, God flooded the whole earth. My goodness, that's just a concept that boggles the mind. But he did it, and he used water. And he could have used tornadoes. He could have used hurricanes.
Earthquakes. Tsunamis, whatever.
Meteors. I mean,
right?
He could have done it any way he wanted to, but he used water. Now, this is really, really neat. And so at the end of the time of the flood, Noah's in the ark with his family and all the animals, and what comes to tell him it's almost over?
Mm-hmm. It's a dove.
The symbol of the Spirit of God, that was the same symbol of the Spirit of God that was used on Messiah when he went under that water, that cleansing water. Spiritually cleansing water. See how God fits us all together, friends, and there's so much more to this. We just hope you see the Jewishness of this and how it plays out in our Messiah, Jesus.
We're Messianic Minutes. We love to speak with you. We'd love to get your letters during this 20th celebration year. We'd love your financial support. MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.